And now the game where we like to show people who are the best in the world at what they do, what it's like to be at a complete loss for once. It's called Not My Job. There is no doubt that our guest today is, in fact, the best in the world, Pastor President, what he does, skateboarding. Because this is public radio, by the way, I should point out that skateboarding is one of those fun things your mother wouldn't let you do. Tony Hawk is a 9-time gold medal winner at the X Games, a skate park designer, an actor, a video game mogul, and without question, the coolest guy ever to wear a dorky helmet and knee pads. Tony Hawk, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
So let's get some background. You've been doing this for a long time. When did you first start skateboarding as a young child? Right?
I was about 10 years old. Right. Just started in my neighborhood. A lot of my friends were doing it. My older brother was an avid surfer and skater, and he gave me his old board one day, and I tried it out and just sort of did it with my friends, but never took it that seriously until I eventually made my way to the skate park, and I saw these guys flying out of empty swimming pools, and I was hooked.
Really? There was something about people flying into the air above very hard concrete surfaces that really cried out to you.
That was it. That was my calling, yes.
Wow. And did your parents have anything to say about this?
They did. They were actually very supportive, and I got lucky in that because a lot of my friends, their parents did not want them skating.
Right.
And I was the youngest of four children, so by the time I came along, my parents had been through everything, and they just let me go.
Yeah, you know, I'm like that.
Yeah, it's not a first child sport, is it?
Yeah, really. My first child, I'm very protective. My second child, very protective. My third child, I don't know where she is right now. She's six. I don't know.
Okay, I got to ask, because I've been dying to ask this question. How many broken bones have you had in your lifetime?
Officially three.
Only three.
Only three?
Only three. Yeah.
Where are they?
Were any of them skateboard related?
Yeah.
I broke my elbow. I have two screws in my elbow. That was my sort of standard break right there. I fractured my pelvis pretty much all the way through. That was a bad day. I broke my thumb.
Oh, well.
I know.
I did that. Big deal.
Right.
What happened? Did the skateboard rolled over your thumb or something?
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, I was doing a complete revolution loop ramp, so a ramp that goes all the way around, like a Hot Wheels track.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's something that I had done in the past, and this day I was feeling cocky, and I wasn't warmed up, and I was like, yeah, I got this, no problem, and I fell from the top, and that was...
Oh.
It fractured my skull, too. Does that count as a broken bone?
Yes, that does. Okay.
Maybe that's what you go for. Forgotten about a lot of other broken bones.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is frightening to have enough concussions that you recognize having a concussion.
Oh, this again.
That you're like, I don't remember what's happening. Oh, I must have fallen on my head again. Oh. I got it.
Now, you have done a tremendous amount in your skating career. You've invented a whole bunch of tricks. And apparently, it is incumbent upon the inventor of the trick to name the trick, right?
Yes.
So what are some of the tricks that you have named?
Well, things like stale fish, Madonna.
Madonna is when you do what?
Is it a stale fish Madonna, or are they two different things?
Oh, you know, you can...
Can you do that?
You can do a stale fish Madonna. It's really hard. You get tangled up, but you can do it.
Well, so did A-Rod.
Yeah. Ah, you beat me. Yeah.
Actually, the Madonna is kind of funny because it was a trick that I invented, and I was talking to my friend. I said, you know, I'm inventing a lot. I've been creating some tricks, and they never seem to catch on. People don't take to them. You know, and he's like, it's almost like just novelties. And he said, well, you got to name them something trendy. And at the time, Madonna was the trendiest thing out there. And it worked.
So there's really no connection. You're not like...
No, but you can do a Sean Penn. That's what backs on Madonna.
Well, you're really...
I'm not kidding. That's not a joke.
No, wait.
You're dating yourself.
That's a joke that will only make sense to people who are like reading people in the 80s.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Right.
Right.
Yeah, new generations. Like,
is there a Warren Beatty?
Do you have a Liz Taylor and a Richard Burton?
So you were at the White House earlier this year. Well, what happened there?
I was there. He was doing a Father's Day event, and he invited me and a bunch of other sort of prominent fathers. And I brought my skateboard just because every time I don't bring my skateboard, people ask where it is.
Right.
That's just wherever. I mean, if I'm in an airport, where's your skateboard? And so I was like, I'm not going to go to the White House without my skateboard. I know that.
Yeah.
And at some point, we're walking through the halls, and I'm with my escort, and I was like, hey, will you just take a picture of me, you know, and ride it right across the floor? And he shot it, and I I sent it out on Twitter, and it blew up.
Really? They got
People
mad?
People thought it was some desecration to the government, and I was like, I was invited as a professional skateboarder.
Right. I mean, what did they expect you to do? Walk?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. You've skated in the Oval Office, no matter how much trouble it caused you. Is there one place you would love to skateboard but haven't yet?
I have not been to China.
Really?
Yeah, I've had a couple of trips that almost came together and then fell apart. There's the largest skate park in the world is in Shanghai.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I would love to go see it.
What about skating down the Hoover Dam? Because it's...
Oh.
I've seen that. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking giant ramp, yeah?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's what you do.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
it's a skateboarder.
Well, giant drop, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. The only trick... It's a great trick. You can only do it once to paraphrase Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
And it... You ready to do this? Let's speak
sure.
of fun.
Nuclear
sure.
reactors are probably good, too.
Oh, yeah.
The way they're shaped.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
No, but like Three Mile Island, yeah. you could... There's two of them.
Tony Hawk, we are delighted to have you here. We've asked you here to play a game. We're calling...
Hey, you could put out an eye.
You've spent your career, as we've discussed, horrifying the concerned mothers of America as you inspire people to hurl themselves into the air. So we thought we'd ask you three questions about safety measures, sometimes rather extreme ones. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is skateboarder Tony Hawk playing for?
Tony is playing for Nick Alexander of Ventura, California.
All right. Ready to play?
Ready.
Here we go. The first question. You know that the most common safety device is the construction worker's hard hat. According to one industrial expert, it was invented by whom? A. Franz Kafka. B. King Ludwig of Bavaria. Or C. Gertrude Stein.
I'm going to go with the King Ludwig.
Mad King Ludwig of Bavaria. Of Bavaria. No, according to Peter Drucker, management guru, the construction worker's hard hat was invented by Franz Kafka. We remember that Kafka was an insurance agent, and he insisted that some clients wear some kind of hard head protection when they went onto construction sites, and thus Kafka invented the construction hard
hat. Wow.
He also had another device that was not picked up. It was people should keep insecticide handy in case anybody around them would be transformed into a monstrous vermin. Next question. Some safety devices go a bit too far, shall we say, in mainstreaming fear. Including which of these? A combination MP3 player and taser. B, Kevlar capri pants. Or C, underpants with a GPS transmitter.
You know, the MP3 player, they'll combine that with anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. The MP3 player and taser.
Thank you.
This is the... Taser Company's C2 model. It's got a standard taser with an MP3 player built into the holster.
In the name of love.
The real question is how many gigs?
That's exactly. How many gigs and how many watts, actually. Yeah. All right,
Do you think the people who have those, they just load them up with ironically titled songs like that, or just load up the Lightning Hopkins or something, you know?
I think they just wait for people to insult them because it's not an iPod.
That's true.
And then they taser.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? An app for this.
All right, this is great. This is all, for all the marbles, last question. For the woman in your life who is really, really afraid, one Japanese inventor came up with what? A, an inflatable guard dog. B, a skirt that doubles as a fake vending machine you can hide inside. Or hairspray that with the flick of a switch becomes a flamethrower.
Wow.
Supposed to be a safety device?
Yes, this is a safety device, something to protect people.
Oh, gosh. And a skirt that doubles as a vending machine?
That's just so outlandish that's got to be it.
You're going to go for the skirt?
I think so. I actually have those books of Japanese inventions.
Yes, Japanese inventions.
Yeah, those, and that seems like one that would just fit right in there.
Well, you're right. It is, in fact, the right answer.
Thank you.
Although... you have to see it to believe it, and you can look on our website. It's you unhook and unfold the skirt, and you hold it up in front of you, and it looks just like a Coke machine. And potential attackers will walk right on by, unless, of course, they're thirsty.
Or
And then they'll shake it.
Yeah. Damn it.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And then they'll assault you by putting coins in your nose, and that will be bad.
And then they'll shake you. Right?
Carl, how do you...
Nice girls don't wear vending machines. This is where I come from.
Carl, how did Tony Hawk do in our quiz?
Tony had two correct answers, Peter. That's good enough to win for Nick Alexander.
Whoa! Right. Well done.
I don't know how you're ever going to recover from the adrenaline rush of that game.
Yeah, I know. What was more exciting, nailing the first ever 900 or this?
Oh, this by far.
There you go. Tony Hawk is a legendary skateboarder. His new video game, Tony Hawk's Ride, will be out soon. Tony Hawk, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
For joining
everybody.
Us. Save the dance. Oh, let's save the dance.